From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. We begin with the national news. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Airlangga Hartarto has said Indonesia's presidency of the G20 is an honor and an opportunity to demonstrate its leadership in the group's member countries' economic recovery after the COVID-19 pandemic. As reported by Antara, Minister Airlangga during a virtual event at the Yogyakarta Muhammadiyah University on Monday said, Indonesia interprets its position in the G20 presidency as a leader who will determine the direction of future developments in the world economy. He added, post-pandemic economic growth will be the topic of the discussion at the G20, which is themed Recover Together, Recover Stronger. Indonesia needs a world-class superior generation proficient in utilizing and developing technology to outdo the progress made by countries in the world. It was stated by Indonesian Education, Culture, Research and Technology, Madim Anwar Makarim, at the virtual launch in Jakarta Monday, as quoted by Antara. He also said the government needs the next generation who practices the values of Pancasila, or five principles. The minister remarked the Indonesian education system must be transformed to enable Indonesia to immediately make leaps of progress. The Indonesian Health Ministry is reviewing alternative COVID-19 medications for use besides molnuviravir in case a third wave of coronavirus infection occurs in early 2022. It was said by Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin during a press conference after an evaluation meeting on community mobility restrictions, or PPKM, on Monday, as quoted by Antara. He informed molnuviravir is expected to arrive in Indonesia by the end of this year and be ready to be used next year. He added antivirus medications are needed to handle any potential spikes in infections. Government Regulation No. 36 of 2021 on wages was issued to lower disparity between regions. As quoted by Antara, Manpower Ministry's Industrial Relations and Social Security Development of Labor Director General Indah Anggoro Putri at a virtual discussion participated on Monday, Putri revealed that the minimum wage setting was aimed at encouraging growth in regions with a wage range below the average value of consumption need. Government Regulation No. 36 of 2021, issued in reference to Law No. 11 of 2020 on job creation, covers changes within the minimum wage setting regulation. Now we move to the international news. The United Arab Emirates is taking steps to de-escalate tensions with Iran as part of a policy choice towards diplomacy and away from confrontation. As quoted by Reuters.com on Tuesday, Anwar Gargash, diplomatic advisor to the United Arab Emirates president on Monday, said the Gulf state remains deeply concerned about Iran's behavior in Iraq, Syria, Yemen, and Lebanon. U.S. State Department spokesperson Ned Price on Monday said U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman will host her counterparts from Japan and South Korea for talks in Washington on Wednesday. As reported by Reuters.com on Tuesday, Sherman will also meet individually with officials from the two countries this week, and the State Department would later provide further details on the meetings. We end the news with U.S. President Joe Biden, who is speaking to his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping in a highly anticipated virtual meeting. As quoted by BBC.com on Tuesday, Mr. Xi said China was ready to move U.S.-China relations forward in a positive direction. Both sides began by outlining areas that the two countries needed to talk about. Mr. Biden brought up human rights and the Indo-Pacific region. Mr. Xi said it was important that both countries respected each other and required a steady relationship. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Since the Indonesian government has implemented restrictions on community activities or PPKM to prevent the spread of COVID-19, the community has been waiting for something at the beginning of the week. That is the announcement of the PPKM period. On Monday, November 15th, the government announced that the PPKM for Java and Bali is extended for the next 2 weeks. This means that community activities in districts and cities are still limited. Take for example, Jakarta, whose status is at level 1. 75% of non-essential jobs work from the office if they have been vaccinated. Shops or markets for daily needs, traditional markets in addition to daily needs, shopping centers such as malls and plazas can be opened with a capacity of 75%. The mall has been allowed to close at 9 p.m., Restaurants in closed spaces are allowed to open with a capacity of 75% of visitors. Meanwhile, 50% of teaching and learning activities are online and 50% face-to-face.
For more than 1 year and a half of being limited by the COVID-19 pandemic, it is very natural for many people to hope to be able to carry out their daily activities without restrictions. Moreover, knowing the number of COVID-19 cases is also decreasing. During a press conference in evaluating the implementation of restrictions on online community activities on Monday, November 15th, Coordinating Minister for the Economy, Erlangga Hartarto, stated that the current COVID-19 reproduction number is below 1. He also stated that the current COVID-19 case in Indonesia is 1 per 100,000 people. This is far below neighboring countries such as Thailand with 89 cases and Singapore, which is still 454 per 100,000 inhabitants. Minister Erlangga Hartarto also said that the overall decline compared to the peak of cases fell between 89% to 98%. Although it has decreased significantly, fear of a spike in COVID-19 cases still remains. As quoted from the official website of presidentry.go.id, President Joko Widodo asked a number of regions to be closely monitored to avoid a spike in cases, especially before Christmas and New Year 2022. The president also directed strict supervision of schools that conduct face-to-face learning, so if there are indications of cases, they can be handled immediately. Concerns also arise because people start slacking off wearing masks, maintaining physical distance, and avoiding crowds. In addition, in some places, supervision and enforcement of discipline to comply with health protocols has also begun to loosen. Of course, Indonesia hopes that it will not face the next wave of COVID-19 attacks. This hope must be shared by all Indonesian people. Expectations must be accompanied by strict adherence to health protocols. In line with the government's efforts to achieve the target, 78% of the population has received the first injection and 60% has fully got vaccinated by the end of the year. Although there may be people who are tired of complying with the health protocols, they should not be ignorant, because apart from vaccination, compliance with the health protocols remains the key to preventing COVID-19. And listener, that's commentary. I'll begin today's story with November 16, 1904. John Ambrose Fleming invents the vacuum tube. In electronics, a vacuum tube is a device usually used to amplify signals. The vacuum tube was invented and patented by John Ambrose Fleming on November 16, 1904. This invention is often referred to as the origin of electronics because it was the first vacuum tube. Turning to November 16, 1995, International Day of Tolerance declared. The United Nations Agency for Education, Science, and Culture, or UNESCO, on its 55th anniversary, November 16, 1995, adopted the Declaration of Principles on Tolerance in Paris, France. The declaration affirms that tolerance recognizes the universal human rights and fundamental freedoms of others. Humans are naturally diverse. Only tolerance can guarantee the survival of mixed communities in every region of the world. To commemorate the day of the establishment of the Declaration of Principles on Tolerance, November 16 is designated as the International Day of Tolerance. The purpose of this commemoration is to provide awareness to the public on the importance of tolerance in maintaining relations between communities. I'll end today in history with November 16, 2002, the SARS disease recorded for the first time in Guangdong, China. SARS is a disease caused by the SARS coronavirus. Patients affected by SARS experience acute respiratory problems and can cause death. SARS disease first appeared in Guangdong Province, South China on November 16, 2002. In February 2003, SARS was identified for the first time. As of July 2003, there were more than 8,000 cases of SARS, which caused 774 deaths and has spread to 37 countries. And listener, that's today in history.
mencegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
وقو انتقال فيروس كوفيد-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح. قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
رانغ جانغ شوي بي تاي كو جاو يي فانغ شي سين سين غوانغ جوانغ بين دو فاي يان د تشوان بو. وو د كو جاو باو هو ني، يي د كو جاو باو هو وو.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Kasihku, oh hatiku menggebu, semua karena.
are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia Ambassador to Peru and Bolivia, Marina Estela Anwar Bey, attended the signing of the letter of intent on the establishment of Indonesia and Latin America and the Caribbean Business Network with the President of the Bolivian National Chamber of Commerce, or Cámara Nacional de Comercio, or CNC, Rolando Kempf in La Paz, Bolivia, on November 9, 2021. As quoted from the kemlu.go.id, on November 15th, Ambassador Marina Estela expressed her appreciation and congratulations to the President of CNC, Rolando Kempf. During the event, Ambassador Marina Estela said that the signing is expected to be a forum for Bolivian and Indonesian entrepreneurs to promote trade, investment, and tourism opportunities in both countries. The signing is a commitment that has been conveyed by the President of CNC on October 13, 2021 in the framework of the Indonesia, Latin America, and Caribbean Business Forum, or INA LAC, that took place in Jakarta, Indonesia, from October 14th to 15th, 2021. Meanwhile, President of the Bolivian National Chamber of Commerce, Rolando Kempf, emphasized that his side will be committed to always establishing cooperation with Indonesia, including being part of the business network. According to Rolando, this is because Bolivian entrepreneurs view that there are many business opportunities in various sectors that can be developed in the future, especially the agricultural sector. In the future, CNC and its members are interested in being able to visit Indonesia and see investment opportunities that can be made in Indonesia. CNC Bolivia is the National Chamber of Commerce in Bolivia that functions as a non-profit private business institution whose function is to promote the business development of the trade and service sector in Bolivia. The Indonesian Embassy in Lima has established a good relationship with CNC since 2019 to promote the INALAC Business Forum and Trade Expo Indonesia in Bolivia. And that's my Indonesia for today.
Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Welcome back, listener, to Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. Today, we take you to Arborek Tourism Village in Raja Ampat Regency, West Papua, which has a quiet, unique welcoming tradition, namely Injak Piring Tradition. Local people know this tradition by the name of Mansorandak. Mansorandak is a tradition that has existed for a long time in Papua, including in Arborek Tourism Village. This tradition has its own philosophy for people who have just set foot on Arborek Island. In the local language, Mansorandak means to wash your face, which means celebrating the first person who comes to our place. Citing the Indonesian Intangible Cultural Heritage Site managed by the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology, Mansorandak tradition is a ceremony to welcome people who leave or return from a recently visited place. This tradition is also interpreted as a gratitude because the person returns or arrives safely. The Mansorandak tradition is not only carried out to welcome guests who have just set foot in Arborek Village, but this tradition is also done by local residents to welcome their families who are visiting a place for the first time. According to the Indonesian Intangible Cultural Heritage Site, the welcoming will be done at the place according to the type of the transportation used by the person. For example, if the nomad is on a boat, the nomad will be greeted at the dock. This tradition begins with the flower bath procession on a traditional plate. Next, the nomad will enter a special room in the house along with his or her family, and must go around 9 traditional plates for 9 rounds. This procession ends with stepping on a crocodile replica as a symbol of the challenges, sufferings, and tests of life that will accompany the person's way of life. This procession ends with eating together. They eat traditional food consisting of main course, such as meat, fish, betel, and areca nut, which are hung at the top of the house and can only be eaten once the elders give instruction. As time goes by, this tradition is now carried out only by pouring water on the nomad before entering the house without circling plates and eating together. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Menjadi nyata satu. Well, listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Hello, listener. Welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, a segment in VOI English program which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to converse in the language or Bahasa Indonesia. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI's foreign broadcast station, with the Language Development and Development Agency, Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is menanyakan waktu luang. Menanyakan waktu luang, which means asking about one's free time. Next is an example of a conversation entitled Aku Tidak Bisa Ikut. Aku Tidak Bisa Ikut, or in English, I can't join you. This conversation takes place between Kevin and Mela. Kevin inquires about Mela's free time over the phone. Let's listen to their conversation.
Apakah kamu punya acara malam ini?
Malam ini, aku ada janji dengan dokter gigi. Ada apa?
Aku mau mengajak kamu makan bersama dengan teman-teman.
Maaf, aku tidak bisa ikut.
After listening to the conversation, I will give phrases and vocabulary related to today's topic entitled Aku Tidak Bisa Ikut. Aku Tidak Bisa Ikut, which means I can't join you. I will say the word slowly twice, and you can repeat after me. Apakah, apakah, which means do. Kamu, kamu, which means you. Punya, punya, which means have. Acara, acara, which means a program or plan. Malam ini, which means this evening. Ada apa? Ada apa? Which means what's up? Aku. Aku. Which means I. Mau. Mau. Which means want to. Mengajak. Mengajak. Which means invite. Kamu. Kamu. Which means you. Makan, makan, which means to dinner. Apakah kamu punya acara malam ini? Apakah kamu punya acara malam ini? Which means, do you have a plan or are you free this evening? Ada apa? Ada apa? Which means, what's the matter? Aku mau mengajak kamu makan. Aku mau mengajak kamu makan. Which means, I'd like to invite you to dinner. Mau ikut. Mau ikut. Which means, I'd like to come. Ke pantai. Ke pantai. Which means, to the beach. Besok. Besok. Which means, tomorrow. Apakah kamu mau ikut ke pantai besok? Apakah kamu mau ikut ke pantai besok? Which means, would you like to come to the beach tomorrow? Maaf. Maaf. Which means, sorry. Aku tidak. Aku tidak. Which means, I'm not. Ada. Ada. Which means, at. Di rumah. Di rumah. Which means, home. In the conversation, you heard the expression, maaf, aku tidak bisa ikut. Maaf, aku tidak bisa ikut. which means, sorry, I can't come with you. You can use the expression of regret, aku tidak bisa ikut. Aku tidak bisa ikut, which means I can join come with you when unable to participate or refuse the invitation. You can add the word maaf, maaf, which means sorry, to politely decline. Let's listen to another example of using the expression asking for free time. Apakah kamu mau ikut ke pantai besok? Apakah kamu mau ikut ke pantai besok? Which means, do you want to go to the beach tomorrow? Maaf, aku tidak bisa. Maaf, aku tidak bisa. Which means, sorry, I can't. Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian today, for more details, let's listen to the example of a conversation once again.
Apakah kamu punya acara malam ini?
Malam ini, aku ada janji dengan dokter gigi. Ada apa?
Aku mau mengajak kamu makan bersama dengan teman-teman.
Maaf, aku tidak bisa ikut.
That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian with the topic Menanyakan Waktu Luang. Menanyakan Waktu Luang, which means asking about one's free time. Hopefully it can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. Thank you for listening and we will meet again tomorrow with a different topic. Sampai jumpa!
We'll be right back. Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chaku yo shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao yi fang qi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. 我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, today's Music Corner presents you a Malay song entitled Jauh Disayang by Rita Shakira. This Malay pop song was created by Charles Hutagalung and popularized by one of Indonesian legendary bands, The Mercies. The lyrics of this song tell about someone who misses his lover who is far away from home. He hopes that one day he will meet his lover. This song was so popular in its time and has been sung by many singers. One of them is Rita Shakira. Well, listener, here is the Malay song Jauh Disayang by Rita Shakira. Enjoy!
Terima kasih.
Voice of Indonesia.
Masih ku ingat selalu.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safitradala. See you on the next English program.